You're listening to the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast.
What is up, everybody? You are checking out the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, The Hot Commodity EMC, and we are covering our WWE WrestleMania 27 official recap. WrestleMania was live in Atlanta, Georgia in April of 2011. We have covered all of WrestleMania's 1 through 26 in the archives, and now you can check out WrestleMania 27 because it's going to be available. So we've started watching these 3 months ago, and I'm currently on WrestleMania 36, but these are from a couple of months back. So I have been keeping up, but we're getting there. WrestleMania 40 is a couple weeks away. So we're getting close to it. So anyways, let's get back to WrestleMania 27. Kerry Hilson opens up with the national anthem, and the WrestleMania 27 host, The Rock, comes out. Rock says this will be the most WrestleMania of all time. Can you feel the electricity? We are making history. Atlanta, we're going to have some fun. To the one superstar trying to find what Rainbow Fruity Pebble shirt on tonight, and he has the fans chant Yabba Dabba, and he just roasts John Cena and leaves the ring. Next, we have the world champion Edge defending the title against Alberto Del Rio. Edge retains the title in a decent match after he hits a spear. I gave that match a 7 out of 10 because both of these guys put on a good opener. After the match, Christian and Edge destroy Del Rio's car. Next up, we have Cody Rhodes versus Rey Mysterio. Rey is dressed up as Captain America because that movie came out that year. Decent match too from these as well. Cody gets the win after hitting Rey Mysterio with his face brace and lands a crossroads to get the 3 count. This match I gave a 6 out of 10. It was good, but could have been a bit better. But these two actually had a decent match. Next, we have Kane, The Big Show, Santino Marella, and Kofi Kingston defeat The Core in a quick match. Big Show punches Heath Slater to get the 3 count. I gave that match a 2 out of 10. Really nothing good from it. Next, you have CM Punk versus Randy Orton. Another decent match. CM Punk jumps into an RKO for Randy Orton to get the victory. I give this match a 7 out of 10. A lot of good action. One of the better matches on the card. We then get our 2011 WWE Hall of Fame class induction. We have Abdullah the Butcher, Sonny, the Road Warriors, Drew Carey, Bullet Bob Armstrong, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels, all inductees in the 2011 class of Hall of Fame class. Next, we have the most boring match of the night, Michael Cole versus Jerry the King Lawler, with Stone Cold Steve Austin as the special guest referee. Jerry gets the win after applying an ankle lock, but after the match, supposedly the general manager says the King has been disqualified, and Michael Cole gets the win. So, terrible match. Austin lands a stunner. That's pretty much what everything was looking for. I give it a 1 in 10. Just want to forget it. Next, we have the no-holds-barred match between Triple H and The Undertaker. And this was match of the night here. These two men gave it their all, but Triple H ends up trying to hit Undertaker with a sledgehammer. Taker applies a Hell's Gate, and Triple H passes out. However, after the match, Triple H is able to walk up and leave, whereas Undertaker needed to be carried. So, decent match. I gave it an 8 out of 10. Next, we have in a funnier match, we have Dolph Ziggler and Lee Cole versus John Morrison, Trish Stratus, and Snooki from the Jersey Shore, which is a famous show in the United States during the time period. Snooki gets the win after a cartwheel bump and splash to Michelle McCool to get the victory for their team. I give this match a 4 out of 10. Always great to see Trish Stratus. Next, we have the main event, WWE Champion The Miz defending against John Cena. A lot of good action here. Miz ends up hitting his head hard on the concrete floor at one point, but The Rock comes out, wants the match to end. He lands a rock bomb to John Cena. The Miz covers John Cena and gets a 3 count, and I gave this match a 6 out of 10. The Miz looked good. Cena looked good, but with The Rock coming out, it kind of destroyed it for me. After The Rock attacks The Miz, nails a spinebuster and a people's elbow, and that is the end of WrestleMania 27 with The Rock looking strong. All in all, this was a decent WrestleMania. The best matches were Rey Mysterio versus Cody, CM Punk versus Randy Orton, The Miz versus Cena, and Triple H versus The Undertaker stole the show. I gave this a 6 out of 10. Decent Mania, nothing spectacular. Our next WrestleMania we're going to be covering is WrestleMania 28 live in Miami, Florida, once in a lifetime, which actually is not true. The Rock taking on John Cena, Triple H versus The Undertaker in a rematch, and a Hell in a Cell match, and a lot more. Until next time, stay safe and stay uncensored.